get out of the roasting ear stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that make the best bread. We call it grated bread, you know.
Or use that
and
fresh
just, and just make it in the bread then. It may be the best bread. A lot of work about making it though.
Yeah.
And put the end of your board in a pan, you know, that you catch it. And just rub the ears of corn up and down on that piece of tin.
Mm. And mix this with regular flour?
Mix it up and bake it. Put an egg in it.
Oh.
Something like that. Just make it like corn.
I bet that was good. You remember that?
Yeah.
What?
That was before my day.
He's quiet.
I never did make very much of it, but I have made it.
Did you raise beets and radishes and onions?
Oh, yes. They were kind of garden vegetables almost.
Yeah, you
cabbages and beans and peas and potatoes.
Did you have a special place to raise these?
Garden. Watermelon and lime, we raised watermelons.
What did you have on your hotcakes when you had them?
Had syrup.
And let's see, how did you buy things for the most part? Did you buy them in large quantities or?
Oh, not extra, no. We go to town every week and buy groceries after we got a town. Of course, before we got the railroad here and the town's closer, you'd have to buy it a lot of time with the railroad, you know, to buy it.
How did you buy your crackers then, or did you buy crackers?
We bought crackers, we never used a big lot of crackers like a lot of people do.
Were they in a barrel? Box? Big box?
We just buy the cracker boxes. I don't remember. When I had the sale on the farm, I know I bought two or three wooden boxes of crackers. Oh, the boxes were longer and wider, weren't they, Claude, than that table. And I guess almost as high as that table. I bought two or three boxes of crackers for the sale. I remember. Had cooked beef, you know, and then made soup out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Brought through the beef was cooked in the big iron kettles out in the yard. Had the crackers to go in the soup. And had cups. If everybody that didn't bring their cup could buy a cup, you know, a tin cup.
So. Drink and eat soup.
Well, they eat them out of that cup, you know.
Did you have any special word for buying when you bought things in large quantities?
Oh, buy it from the book. Some people use that word. Buy things from the book.
You gonna lose him again?
Yeah. Okay, I'll come here.
He can't be still anywhere long.
If something is not artificial, you say it's what?
Well, natural, I suppose. Wouldn't that be the right word to use?
Or you ever use genuine?
Yes.
Or genuine?
Oh, you mean in foods and things
like
that. Yes. January,
you see, we mentioned your orchard. You can some of them. What do you call it when you make a spread out of some of these things and put them in glass and put it in your garden?